This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Farming is a tough way to make a living, no matter the crop. There's always the weather to deal with, never mind hurricanes in the southeast this time of year. Florence and Michael did a whole lot of damage the past couple of months. Now, though, consider the crop, but also trade policy, and you'll discover that tobacco farmers in North Carolina are in a jam. Fewer people in the United States are smoking, of course, so most of the tobacco crop is marketed overseas, especially China. But because this is the way trade wars work, China has put American tobacco products on its tariff lists. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that story.
Triple B Farms covers about 800 acres in Johnston County, North Carolina, about 45 miles southeast of Raleigh. Brandon Batten is one of the owners. He's 32 and runs the farm with his dad and his uncle. They farm corn, wheat, and soybeans, but he says their cash crop is tobacco. And right now, he's stuck without a whole lot of farming to do.
Normally, around the middle to the end of October, we would be wrapping up harvest, but unfortunately, that was a bit early this year. The tobacco that we had in the field was destroyed when Florence came through.
Batten says Johnston County got about 18 inches of rain in 3 days, and the roots were washed out. Tobacco leaves are harvested annually, 3 or 4 times a year, and the last harvest in October renders the highest quality tobacco. For Batten, that harvest pays the bills. Florence guaranteed he'll be out that money, but he says sales were already down because of President Trump's trade war with China. Last year, North Carolina exported more than $150 million in leaf tobacco to China, making China the largest consumer of the state's tobacco in the world. In April, the Chinese raised the tariff on American tobacco from 10% to 35%.
90% of what we grow is for export. And not only this year are we facing possibly reduced sales and reduced market prices because of the Chinese tariffs, we're also looking at potential contract cuts for next year.
Because if this year's crop can't be sold, it'll remain on the shelf until it's gone. And Batten says he'll be unlikely to find a contract with cigarette companies for next year's crop if that's the case. Larry Wooten is the president of the North Carolina Farm Bureau.
China's our largest export, was our largest export customer for tobacco. There are more smokers in China than we've got population here in the United States.
China makes up a third of all cigarette consumption in the world these days. And as domestic smoking continues to dwindle, tobacco farmers in North Carolina have to look to international markets to fill the gap. Wooten says he doesn't think the Trump administration knows what these tariffs are doing to tobacco farmers.
Tobacco was an easy target. Doesn't have many friends in Washington, but for our farmers here in North Carolina, it was devastating.
Brandon Batten is the sixth generation in his family to farm. Says it's in his blood. But he's got a young son and twins on the way, so he's struggling to decide whether farming is still a viable way of life.
I did want to farm because I love it. I have a passion for it. But at the end of the day, I can't do it for free because I have to support my family, too. And it's definitely a struggle and something that's always on my mind.
He says if he does keep farming, he'll consider changing what he plants to better reflect market shifts.
Tobacco is our cash crop, but, you know, we have talked about other things. Hemp is obviously on the horizon. You know, with the new farm bill, it could become technically, you know, legalized so that you could grow it. I think that's an exciting new potential market.
But changing what you farm isn't something folks in North Carolina can do immediately. Tom Boyke says some politicians understand that. He's a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and a former U.S. trade negotiator.
What's hard about this current trading environment, of course, is that China's a big market for North Carolina farmers, and this change has come suddenly for them.
And the effects of the trade war likely won't disappear as abruptly as they've emerged, says Colin Carter. He's a professor of agriculture and resource economics at the University of California, Davis.
If the U.S. annoys China and China responds, they will not come back overnight.
Because, he says, China can go elsewhere for its tobacco, like Brazil, Zimbabwe, or Argentina. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.